Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What TV show did you absolutely love and then you just kind of gave up on it?
Hey, Survivor. I watched maybe the first 40 seasons, but then I...
This is the theme, 40 and 2 podcast, friends to the end, and now we start talking.
The button that everyone pushes all the time, you've probably done it yourself many times, it doesn't do anything.
The
by design.
Doors close button on an elevator. Now, don't ask me why they still put these buttons on elevators, unless they're just trolling us, but they are not hooked up to anything.
I mean, you see it in movies when the monster is coming toward you and you're on the elevator, and you're pushing, close door, and sometimes it works in the movie, but in real life, it does not. It does nothing.
From what I've learned, that they used to work.
Okay.
But in the 1990s, when the Americans with Disabilities Act came out in America, basically they wanted to make things better for people in wheelchairs and otherwise couldn't get around
other
very well.
Other disabilities, yeah.
So they made it so you couldn't close doors quicker on elevators to give people in wheelchairs longer time to get to the elevator and get on and
I
not
see.
Have the doors close on them. So they've been disconnected since the 90s.
But it's still fun to push the button.
I know. Does it stop us? No.
No.
Now that we know it, you're still pressing that button.
A lot of people made other guesses, and I think these are also buttons that probably don't work whatsoever.
Okay.
Melissa said the street crossing button. You know, you go to a crosswalk and it says push the button to cross the street.
On the metal pole.
And it's just going to turn green when it turns green. There's nothing you do is going to change anything.
I believe that is a phantom
button.
You don't
push the button and all of a sudden it just goes, oh, okay, now you can walk.
I don't even think it's a button. I think they just kind of stamped what looks like a button into the side of the pole.
It's a sticker. Have fun pushing it. It's just a sticker.
Depending on where you work, some people have said that the thermostat in the office isn't hooked up to anything.
Oh, because everybody fights over the thermostat.
Never seems to change a darn thing.
The guys always want to turn the air up and the ladies are always cold. So, it probably doesn't do anything.
Right?
Let's see. Jeremy says the stay logged on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Does that? This is if the one that comes up that says, "Are you still watching?" You know that one works, but the other one's just okay, whatever.
He actually said, "I click it every time, so that I don't have to log in each time."
Ah,
yet I have to log in each time. That is true.
Doesn't work.
We also had another person to say the print screen button on a keyboard on a PC. It never prints a screen. Like, if you press that button, there should be a printer that spits out what looks like what's on your screen.
Yeah, you would think so.
But never. It's been that way for 40 years. That button does nothing. What he's looking at his keyboard right now, is there one on here?
Yeah.
And does it print out a screen?
No.
No.
No. It's one of those useless buttons that's on any keyboard, you know, along with the F1 and F2 and F3. It's like, what does that all do? We don't know.
We have no idea.
Just start pushing them at random and see.
What other buttons aren't hooked up to anything or don't do a darn thing when you press them or click them?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
If you recall, in the last government shutdown, of course, everybody was complaining because the Congress wasn't doing anything, even though they were still getting paid.
Right.
But now they say, you know what? If there's a government shutdown again, we are not going to accept a paycheck. But then when it's over, we'll get all our back pay. So, and we get everything for free already. So what a wonderful gesture.
The corruption money doesn't stop.
No, yeah. The inside training and all that stuff.
Bribes,
they can still do that.
That's
bribes is still good, as long as it's in cash and not traceable.
All right. So here's an only in Nashville story. In rush hour traffic on Murfreesboro Road, two horses got loose and were running around in traffic.
Wow.
So John Botts and his wife Janice were on their way to the gym when they spotted them. John, a former horse trainer, pulled over, made eye contact with the horses, gave them a command, and calmed them down.
Really? Without having to lasso them or anything?
At that point, he's got them calm.
All right.
And then a passerby had a garden hose in their truck, so he fashions a harness out of the garden hose and ties up the horses until the sheriff could arrive, and the horses were then returned to the farm where they got loose.
That's amazing.
I know.
Like a horse MacGyver.
That's a better episode of 911 Nashville than anything they could come up with.
No kidding. Wow. A former police officer in Perry County has been given $835,000. He was arrested, had to spend a month in jail after he posted a Charlie Kirk tweet. And I guess he reposted somebody's.
It was a meme that showed the president saying, get over it.
Yeah. And you know, they thought it was a hate crime. And I guess he missed his anniversary and also the birth of one of his grandchildren. So to make it up to him, Perry County had to give him, you know, close to $1 million.
They put him in jail for 37 days for what he posted on Facebook. You
know, a big celebration after they announced that Nashville is going to get the 2030 Super Bowl.
A mixed of emotions that we have. A lot of us have talked about, like, how are we going to handle this? We can't handle the people we have on the roads right now.
And it's just going to be 4 years worse when it happens.
I did see Jim Nance, who's a TV broadcaster.
Yeah, he's like CBS play-by-play guy.
Yeah, and I had no idea, but he says he's a Nashville guy, and he claimed to be a local, even though I'm sure he has to work out of New York and whatever city he's broadcasting from because of football. He was in town for the announcement yesterday, and I gotta admit, he was kind of inspiring.
On that day in February 2030, Broadway is going to have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people there. Whether they have a ticket to the game or not. The pregame show, the Super Bowl pregame show, is going to be launched from there before they move it into the stadium. People are going to walk across the Cumberland and come into the stadium. They're going to walk back. The celebrations are just going to continue. And people are going to walk away and say, that's the greatest event I've ever been a part of.
Hmm.
I got to admit, we do know how to do it right.
Yeah.
I mean, we do know how to throw a party.
And we will walk across the Cumberland like Jesus. He didn't mention that there's a bridge you can walk
over.
There's a bridge you can walk over if you'd rather.
He's so rosy-eyed about how great it's going to be to have a Super Bowl.
Jesus is going to be here. And he's brought chocolate for everybody. It's going to be great.
That's how awesome it's going to be.
My favorite thing people have been posting about is, like, you know, maybe the Titans will be in that Super Bowl. And we're going, people have been posting this classic meme from SpongeBob, where it's like SpongeBob and Patrick playing outside, and Squidward's looking out the window at them as it's the Titans watching two other teams play the Super Bowl.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, 93.3. It's time to play. Did this crazy story happen in
Tennessee
or
Florida?
Okay.
Unusual Tennessee or Florida game today.
All right.
So this happened actually on a flight. A Southwest Airlines flight went viral because the crew noticed there was a whole bunch of brides-to-be on board.
Uh-huh.
So they did what any reasonable flight crew would do. They made veils out of toilet paper, handed out coffee cup bouquets, and walked the brides, let them walk down the aisle while the passengers cheered mid-flight.
Okay, ladies, start your walk down the aisle.
Yeah. Woo!
And there was a bunch of them, at least five in the video I saw.
Really?
Brides-to-be. So was the plane headed towards Nashville or Florida?
Was it a pedal tavern in the sky? But they didn't have to pedal, like right? Regular pedal taverns.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say it had to be coming to Nashville.
Nashville is the number one bachelorette city.
Yeah.
In the world,
yeah,
I believe.
It is, yeah. Everybody comes here. By law, they have to.
It was not coming to Nashville.
Oh.
It was headed to Panama City. So it's a Florida story. I know. I think they are the only brides that didn't come celebrate their bachelorette-ness outside of Nashville.
Maybe, maybe they couldn't book a flight, or they couldn't book a hotel, or they couldn't...
All the Airbnbs were unavailable.
Sorry, they're already full up with other woo girls. You'll have to find some other place to woo.
I mean, really, Panama City's a better place for them to go. We need to we need to take out advertising campaigns to have them go to Panama City. It's because it's a spring break attitude.
It is, yeah. Go there. Go hang out at, Pineapple Willie's.
Exactly.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It is time for Gender Wars Now. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees removed? Contact them at localtreefellers.com. We have Ivy in Bellevue. Good morning, Ivy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck.
Welcome.
For the gentleman in the audience, we have Eric in Brentwood. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Hello.
Eric, great to have you. Let's get you guys warmed up with a Get Acquainted question. We'll start with Ivy. Tell us a TV show that you loved and then at some point you just gave up on.
Outlander. It was really great at the beginning and then it just got so boring.
Eric, what about you? What TV show did you absolutely love and then you just kind of gave up on it?
Hey, Survivor. I watched maybe the first 40 seasons, but then I...
That's barely an exaggeration.
Yeah. I wonder what show has had more episodes, is Survivor or Grey's Anatomy? They both have a backup of years.
I know. That's great. All right. Remember, you each have a screw. Let's start with some multiple choice questions.
Here we go. Multiple choice for you, Ivy. Does Ebonite, do they sell golf balls, footballs, or bowling balls?
I'm going to start off with my screw.
Oh no.
That's
using the screw early. That could be bad.
Drastic measures early.
Does Ebonite make golf balls, footballs, or bowling balls?
That would be bowling balls.
Bowling balls.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ivy, that worked against you.
You dug yourself an early hole.
Okay. All right, this is one designed for you, Eric. Is The View weekdays on Channel 2, 4, or 5 here in Nashville?
I want to say Channel 2.
And that's
Eric's right.
Okay.
Wow. So he's built an early lead of 2-0.
All right.
So we're rooting for you here, Ivy.
Ivy, you got to get this one right to stay in the game. Steve Rogers is the real name of which member of the Avengers?
Captain America.
Yes! And you're back in it. Good job.
All right. It's a game once again. Let's see if you can do it. Why would you mix cornstarch into your gravy?
Make it thicker.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Ivy, I feel so bad for you.
Yeah, sometimes the early screw messes with you.
Yeah. I know.
You got screwed by the screw.
Oh, man.
There's entire websites devoted to the game theory of gender wars with Woody and Jim. And one of the number one things is don't use your screw early. It usually doesn't work out well.
All right.
But you're like, hey, you could have told me that earlier.
Yeah. Eric, congratulations. You are our winner. Ivy, we hope you'll play again real soon and use a different strategery move next time.
Exactly.
If you're on the way to B&A this morning, though, there is good news, perhaps even life-changing news. TSA has announced they've loosened some of the regulations on what you can take on a plane.
Really?
They say a rotisserie chicken is okay. In fact...
Really?
As many rotisserie chickens as you can fit into your carry-on is okay. So on your way to the airport, stop by Kroger, pick up some rotisserie chickens,
and cram as many in there as you can.
I mean, how many times if I had a dollar for every time this has happened, I've been waiting to get on a plane. I said, oh, damn, I forgot to throw out my rotisserie chicken. And you try to eat it while you're in the line. Now you don't have to do that. You can actually just enjoy your rotisserie chicken at your leisure. at your destination or on the plane.
I've never had that experience where I've wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I have wanted to put 8 rotisserie chickens into my carry-on.
Yes. Yeah. Throw out your socks and underwear and other essential and toiletries and
now
just stuff it full of chicken.
Just jam it in there.
The TSA says, thumbs up. It's okay.
I mean, like, I do kind of understand, like, okay, you can bring a rotisserie chicken out. Yes. Very specific.
Yeah.
But why unlimited? I mean, I guess there's a limit.
I don't know.
Why would you?
Has that been a situation that's come up? They haven't limited you to 1 or 3. Now, as many as you can fit into your carry-on is okay.
Is this for people who want to open, like, a rotisserie chicken food truck on in the flight?
In the sky. It's a food truck in the sky. Oh, my God.
Hey, everybody. Let's just giving out crackers, but who wants a drumstick?
I know. As long as you don't use the leftover bones as a weapon, I guess you'll be okay. But, wow. Yeah, food truck in the sky. We need to get entrepreneurs on this. Let's Shark Tank this thing. As we left the show yesterday, I mentioned that my big project for the day was to fix the toilet. Floor around the toilet is wet. So I went and looked and I said, okay, yeah, there's a little leak coming out from the bottom of the tank.
Mm.
So I turned the water off and I go through and, oh, it looks like the little gasket there maybe had worn out. So that was probably a little leak. So
yep.
I thought, okay, well, I'll just go to the hardware store and I'll get the replacement part and it should be so easy.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
So true. So I spent about $20 at the Ace Hardware and went in and I put in the new part. And so I turned the water back on. And it's still leaking a little bit. So I went and turned the water back off. And then I realized, okay, I'm turning the handle all the way, but the water isn't coming off in the toilet. So I had disconnected the little pipe that comes up from the floor.
Okay.
And water is squirting out of it onto the bathroom floor. And I'm turning the handle to turn it off, and it won't turn off.
That's
bad. So I had to go out and grab the tool that we had out in the garage to go out to the front yard and turn the water off for the whole
entire
house.
Yeah.
So I go, oh. So it was $20 for the replacement part and then $300 for the emergency plumber to come out.
It happens way too often, doesn't
it? It's all fixed. But yeah, he said that the actual gasket and the valve to turn the water off had become like stripped, so that's why it wouldn't turn off. So I thought, okay, well, at least that part wasn't my fault.
You didn't cause it.
I didn't cause the problem. It was just there and it just happened to present itself as I was working on it.
It means something.
Yes.
When you say like I didn't cause the problem.
Yeah.
This was something that was not under my control.
See, yeah, in the words of Shaggy, it wasn't me.
Which, sure, was really expensive.
Yeah.
But at least it wasn't me.
Yes. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, I'll go around the neighborhood.
This story made me smile a little bit. There's a guy by the name of Monty Hightower. He lives near Atlanta. He decided to do something about the high price of gas right now.
Okay.
He took his daughter's old Barbie Power Wheels and made it into an actual vehicle. He took the motor off an old power washer.
Okay.
And hooked it up. And now he can use that as a car to go. Of course, obviously, it can't go on the street, but he can drive up and down the sidewalk and he can go to the grocery store. He made like provisions inside where you just run down to Kroger or something like that.
I am inside my infamous Barbie camper, the Barbie Jeep. I've always kind of just had a niche for like building goat carts and little things. And once I started seeing how gas prices were and things like that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start making little mini cars. And this is just one of them that I kept as my personal creation.
Yeah, posted what it looks like. It's really kind of cute. It goes up and down the sidewalk.
Kind of amazing.
And I guess he said, you know, it cost him like over $60 to fill up his minivan. But this takes like $3 to fill up and he'll drive for days.
Oh, yeah,
of course,
I bet.
To start it, you got to get out and like pull the crank like you're starting a lawnmower.
It requires a little work.
But it's really kind of cute. It's kind of a great idea.
Still faster than a pedal tavern.
No kidding. So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good job, dude. If you'd like to see that car, a video of it in motion, knees up near his ears as he's driving.
It's amazing. He can actually fit in it.
Yeah. It's kind of great. Go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page, or go to totallyhitsnashville.com. I don't know if anybody saw the explosion of a car in the middle of an intersection in New York City.
Yeah, that was amazing. The video was like, that really happened.
Picture the biggest explosion from an action movie in the 1990s.
Yeah.
Usually starring like Mel Gibson or
a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not even close to how big the explosion and flames and smoke were from this car that was in the middle of an intersection.
Yeah, I heard it was a hybrid car, and they say it started by an electrical fire that ignited the gas tank.
It must have had a full tank of gas.
Boom. Yeah, a plume of black smoke that went up several stories high. Just awful.
The flames were just crazy. It looked like something out of an Avengers movie, a Marvel superhero movie.
And of course, everybody takes their phones out to video it, and so people had to yell like, don't be an idiot. Back up.
Get away.
Be stupid. Don't be so stupid.
I know.
And then like yesterday, there was the story about the woman who on Fifth Avenue, also in New York City, who got out of her car and fell straight down an open manhole and died.
Yeah, she didn't survive.
Yeah, I guess they said it was boiling water because there's boiling waters in the sewers.
Oh, my God.
And they're saying, how is this? She just stepped out of her car and stepped 1 foot over and went boom down. I mean, it's something you'd see out of one of those Final Destination movies.
Right.
But, yeah, I guess she was a grandmother and everything like that and died immediately. I guess she was yelling, I'm dying, and they couldn't get to her in time.
Yeah.
And she fell down into scalding hot water. It's like, oh, my God.
They said it wasn't left open.
Yeah, it wasn't like a careless worker
that
left it open.
Ran over it and dislodged it.
Yeah.
So nobody knew that it was there. And unfortunately, she dropped into it.
Yeah. Don't step on manhole covers, no matter what.
Okay.
I mean, just walk around them. Dogs know to do that.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A Nashville school bus driver for Metro Nashville Public Schools was arrested for DWI Wednesday.
Mm.
While driving the bus, he crashed into a parked car while he was on the way to pick up kids. So no students were on board.
Well, thank God for that.
The 75-year-old bus driver, that's kind of old, has been, I guess, with Metro since 2023. He's been put on administrative leave while they investigate.
That's sad, but luckily no kids were hurt.
Exactly. You
know, they got him before that happened. Wow. If you're taking a flight anytime soon out of B&A, you might want to stop by Kroger on your way. TSA has loosened the rules now as far as rotisserie chickens go. They say it's okay to bring one on a plane. In fact, you can fit as many rotisserie chickens as you can in your carry-on, and it's okay. You can bring chickens for everybody.
That is so oddly specific. You can say, hey, it's okay. Like, not just saying like a certain size or whatever.
As many as you can fit in your carry-on.
Rotisserie chickens specifically.
Yeah, you can have a food truck in the sky. Start selling them to your fellow passengers. There's your side gig.
That's ridiculous. Wow. So it was graduation for MTSU and Big Machines record CEO Scott Borchetta, the villain of the Taylor Swift story, and also a guy who just donated $15 million to MTSU. He was the commencement speaker, and the grads were booing him as he told them that AI is rewriting the entertainment industry, whether they like it or not. And after they booed him, he said, deal with it.
Well,
okay.
He knows how to read a room.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, the entry-level jobs you guys want, they're not available. Sorry.
So you won't be able to work at those jobs and pay off the student loans you've acquired while you spent the last 4 to 6 years at school.
You're so far in debt, but you can do Uber Eats maybe if you're lucky. What are we doing today?
I'm going to the first showing of The Mandalorian and Grogu.
I bet that's going to be okay.
Shite.
You don't think it's going to be
good? I think it's going to be the most meh thing ever.
I'm ready for a Star Wars movie, so I don't know. The special effects, and it's, you know,
I can't wait to pay $15 to watch something that should have been a TV show, an episode, a free television. I don't know. So I'm going, but I'm going in with an attitude of I just don't really care anymore.
Maybe it'll win you over. It's funny, you know, we've been doing this thing where we pick up our stuff, our orders at Walmart now.
Yeah.
So
instead of going in the store?
Yeah, instead of actually having to go into Walmart, which is much better. And I just found out I got a text from my girlfriend. Apparently, I've been made her alternate. So I have to go pick up her stuff at Walmart today.
Do you have to?
Yeah. Well, she could do it herself. But I'm just being... chivalry is not dead.
Yeah.
This is the 2026 version of putting your coat over a mud puddle so the woman can walk over, you know?
Go get this thing for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you made it sound like it was a bad thing. It's always a good thing.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.